The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now, Roblox, the online game building platform which is popular with children and teenagers, is looking to introduce online dating. The move is being pushed by Roblox CEO David Baszucki, and it is happening after Ireland, the UK and Australia are attempting to implement stricter age verification conditions for online, social media and adult content. Adrian Weckler is technology editor with the Irish and Sunday Independent, and he's on the line. Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, I don't know Roblox. I'm not on that gaming platform.
You're too old.
Yeah. What does it do?
So it's a game building platform or website. So you go on and you can build games. You can play millions of games as well. It's very, very popular with kids. About two thirds of the 200 million daily users of Roblox are, you know, children under 16. And then there's a very small proportion that are over 16. But like things like Minecraft, there's a virtual currency there. You can buy things. That's how it makes its money, basically. And it's usually, up to now, it has been seen as the kind of kid-friendly platform that parents feel safe introducing their five, six-year-olds, seven-year-olds maybe, to online platforms for the first time. And as such, it has developed a sort of a viral effect among kids of that age. So it'll usually be either Minecraft or Roblox, maybe YouTube for kids that age.
Okay, and there's nothing naughty on this at the moment.
There aren't. I mean, there are some problems. They've had some security issues and they have had some issues with people who are over 18. They've had some predation issues. There was a BBC investigation 2 years ago that showed that some people were setting up games within games, role-playing games that were designed with adult content in mind. So there are some issues like that. But in the mainstream, there are quite a lot of parental controls there, and most people don't have a problem with it.
Now, what is the justification offered by the CEO of Roblox for this innovation?
His main justification is he can see the Roblox population user base starting to age up a little bit. So even though two thirds are still kids, that means that one third are over 18. And as the audience grows, that means more people. Now, his basic justification is that if you're playing a game like Roblox when you're 19 or 21 or 25, let's say, you might be a certain type of a person who is inherently shy, maybe, you know, what we used to call a nerd. And there are a lot of people like that in the world at the moment. And maybe you're too shy even to use other online dating sites like Tinder. So his rationale appears to be that because there is a sizable bunch of people here, a large audience, that it makes sense to offer them a way of dating or meeting, socializing, connecting with other people like them.
Mm. So the idea being that they look at their cohort of users and realize huge numbers of them are spending endless time with their screens instead of in real life, and therefore they're probably not engaging socially. And this is, if you like, the politically correct way of viewing this. He's going to offer them the opportunity to meet people.
Well, what you have just described there of people staring at screens and not socializing is actually almost everyone. So if you look at the dating scene at the moment, you look at young people, say Gen Z, you know, we know attendance at nightclubs has fallen off a cliff. Most people now, unless it's at work or at college or through a social club, most people now date or meet people online. So it's not unusual that this community would be one whereby screens dictate whether they connect with or date somebody. The way that he's describing it, this Roblox CEO is describing it, he's trying to wrap it up in the blanket of a wellness platform. He's describing it as something, as a service that could, you know, help loneliness and bring connection. So yes, to your point about, you know, a demographic that is just constantly looking at their screen and maybe they're missing out on something. Yes, that is the way he's framing it.
Now, you know, the way we often label younger people as snowflakes because they are so precious about everything. But during the week, there was a story about Gen Z being afraid of nature. won't go out and the walk in the woods. Now, are they afraid of a predator jumping out? Are they afraid of a bee sting? Are they afraid of a pine cone dropping on their head? I don't know. But this kind of thing, depending totally on technology to the exclusion of other ways of doing things, is going to make matters worse, not better.
Yeah, I think there is an argument and a discussion to be had there. And the reason I think it's a discussion rather than, like, say, a sermon, because I'm not sure that people of my generation, your generation, let's say over 40, over 50, I'm not sure we have that generation absolutely tagged correct, the Gen Z. And the reason I say that is because if you go out and you look at, say, you know, beaches at the weekend, you look at parks, actually an awful lot of, you know, the people who are out having picnics are actually Gen Z. It's funny, when I was, you know, 17, 18, 21, my generation went to the pub an awful lot, and that was the normal activity. This generation, the younger generation, maybe some of them are afraid of getting stung by a bee, but actually mostly a lot of them seem to be out and about and organizing day trips and things like that. So, but there is another side to it as well, and there's no question that they are the generation that were literally from children on screens. Like our generation, we've used screens for the last 20 years, you know, social media, at least for the last 15 years, online stuff, maybe a little bit longer than that. This generation, that's all they've ever known. So there is probably a discussion, a wider discussion here as to the societal effect of screens, you know, and maybe, I guess, if you were trying to, you know, get inside the head of this Roblox CEO, other than, you know, a bid to make money, you might say that there is a legitimate point there, that if there is a large audience that is going to be in this world, in this Roblox world, then why not have a dating service there? I guess where the red flag potentially comes up here is because there are so many kids there. There is potentially an issue for predation. And also this sense of, is nothing on the internet sacred? Like, do you know, we have Tinder, we have all these dating sites. Can we not have something that's not focused on that? Yeah.
Adrian Weckler, technology editor with the Irish and Sunday Independent. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.